Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Got lots to talk about in a short amount of time. We only have 1 hour. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1EE. Or you can go over to our Facebook accounts, which are BradleyDean, again, EE, BradleyDean, or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Type it in so it pulls up. You'll understand when you get to the page as if it's the right one or not. The Sons of Liberty Media, you'll see a picture of me kneeling down right before Arlington with a flag in my hand. And then it has the scripture, 1 John 3:18. And then it says on the other side of the flag with Bradley Dean. Just saying, friends. You can also give us a call at any time, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. The earlier, the better. Now would be a good time. Again, folks, it's not that when people are calling in, we just want to make sure that you stick to topic. And so often people will call in and you're off topic. Stay to the topic. If you had something to add that you'd like to add to the conversation or the topic to which we're talking, that's fine. But let's just not go way out in left field. If you want to jump on the radio with us and let, well, you know, how many affiliates across the United States of America and 53 countries hear what you have to say, hey, we welcome it. We love it. This radio show is all about you. But again, make it pertinent. Make it, make it, of course, on topic and stay topic, and we'll pull you up, okay? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I was just sharing with you a couple days ago as to what's going on across the country. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm talking about the Muslim issue, how you're having all these threats come within now the United States. We're told that there's 50 camps within the United States of America. Keep in mind, folks, the tactic of the enemy is to believe, to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And we also know that Barack Hussein Obama, when he was in France, he was telling the French people over there that America was one of the, you know, greatest populations concerning the Muslims. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, again, the man doesn't know how to tell the truth. There's 4.5 Muslims in this country. Now, going back to my point here, hearing all these threats coming from within, these homegrown terrorists that we have in the United States of America, people do need to understand that, folks, if they were to come into America and do the things that they claim that they want to do, it is a suicide mission. It's a suicide mission, no question about it, because they know for the most part that behind every blade of grass in the United States of America, there's an armed citizen. And by the way, that is why Barack Hussein Obama is attempting to eradicate Article 2. He's attempting to strip away Article 2, because what he wants to do is, if you can get rid of Article 2, then you have no other articles to hold on to. You just lost all of your freedom, and it doesn't matter what you say, because you've lost all power to fight back. I'm talking about in the natural, not in the spiritual. But interestingly enough, friends, what we're seeing across the boards, and I've shared this with you several times, this is nothing but diversion, 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 because we can see them slowly implementing Sharia law behind the backs of the American people in this country while they're diverting your attention to third world countries, as if to say that there's a problem over there, but there's no problem here. Keep in mind, this is the administration that has pulled open the borders. This is the administration that has entertained America's sworn enemies from within. This is the country, by the way, and this administration that is sending forth his attorney general to basically sue governors that are enforcing border patrol laws in this country. And if America hasn't figured out what this is all about yet, well, you have to be in a stupor or you're in a coma, one of the two, or you're just blatantly ignorant. So anyways, what I want to do is I want you to make I want you to be aware of what's going on, folks. Sharia enforcement at University of New Mexico, brand new on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Resolution 6S passes. Folks, they're creeping in. Sharia is creeping in through this administration. And, folks, I can't, again, tell anybody else that they're going to have to deal with the problem. This man is opening the doors to Sharia law, just as I said he would several years ago, friends. He is dangerous. He is a criminal. This is treason. There is no getting around it. And this, by the way, friends, of course, this is not racist. This is law. And people need to understand that we are ruled by law, not by a bunch of browbeaters that keep claiming that they're being discriminated against, friends. I'm sick and tired of that. And it doesn't belong to this generation whatsoever. That is water under the bridge. Sons of Liberty Media.com, folks, wanted to let you know the betrayal papers, the Muslim Brotherhood, and a new genocide, folks. These people are dangerous. They're not of the same spirit we are in any sense of the word. Call it what you want to call it. Again, folks, if you want to go ahead and open the doors, I wonder how this is working out for the atheists and the communists and the radical homosexuals, because they're the ones that are being used as a political battering ram to make way for the enemy that wants to take them out, first and foremost. Apparently, they don't know enough about history to understand what I'm saying, but that's what happens. For the most part, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, federal judge brings forth an investigation concerning Barack Hussein Obama's administration and what he is trying to implement through illegal amnesty. Shared with you yesterday on sonsoflibertymedia.com what happened to the 9 missing U.S. Navy ships. Friends, come on, wake up. Smell the coffee, because it's brewing. Also wanted to let you know the American people stood up, and the ATF stands down. Of course, the ATF has to stand down because they have no constitutional authority. But if the American people didn't stand up, they wouldn't have stood down. So good for you. Aside of that, we also wanted to let you know that while Obama makes deals with the Islamic government of Iran, he is doing absolutely nothing for all of the Christians in Iran. They are being persecuted right now. And of course, that's exactly what Islam does. And of course, that's what Islamic people do. And we've heard this so many times from this show, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Going back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, open sexual deviant. I've been indoctrinating America's kids to be sodomites, and I lied about it, and I'm not sorry. If you want to go ahead and go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, you need to take a look at some of these pictures. This is one of those that needs to be viewed, because what you're going to see is this open sexual deviant. This isn't a man with a beard and glasses and a boy's haircut. This is a woman. She's taking pills, friends, to become a man. And you want to talk about confusion? You want to understand why God said that they are reprobates? You want to understand why these people are condemned through God's moral law? Go ahead and take a look, because if you let this go, folks, you have and you deserve what you've got coming. 4 questions for Supreme Court on redefining marriage include sodomy, folks. Marriage has nothing to do with the state. That is an institution that belongs to the church. The government has no business there whatsoever, just saying. Self-declared communist Angela Davis at USC, you're a racist if you disagree. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want you to understand what's going on in your country right now. Even with all this scandal going around the Hillary Clintons right now again, you need to understand, friends, this is nothing more than diversion. Hillary produces lie after lie to hide the truth regarding her lawless email account. Now, friends, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. But do understand this is all diversion. It's all diversion. Now, the way to eradicate diversion is to deal with the crime. I'm going to keep saying it until you finally understand that judgment turns unto righteousness when it's executed, namely the law against the crime. And the Clintons have been doing this. If you have not taken the time to read or to watch, the documentary on the Clintons, Clinton Chronicles, folks, it's eerie, it's creepy. It is criminal why these two individuals and his administration, namely the Clintons, are still free men and women. Well, here we are. And friends, I just really get tongue-tied at this point because I can't do for everybody, although I'd like to at times. These people should be behind bars at least. They've committed treason. There wasn't a greater drug dealer in the United States of America, MENA, Arkansas. The Clintons were. 147 dead people around their administration. Folks, you're beginning to see this with Barack Hussein Obama. And when you look at Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, it's Clinton's administration tried and true. And in some cases, even worse. Because of what the American people allotted. You know, when Edmund Burke said evil prevails because good men do nothing, the good men need to do something. Because she's producing lie after lie, it should state she produced lie. Stop. Then the American people executed the law unto judgment. That's the message that needs to be sent to people that want to violate the moral law, that want to violate the laws of our constitutional republic, right? You know, it's like when I was a kid. I remember when you'd be partying, you'd do things that you know you shouldn't have been doing. You knew you were breaking the law. You were drinking, you were doing stuff you shouldn't have been doing. And you'd be partying and all of a sudden the cop would knock on the door and everybody's stomach would drop. Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. right? And then all of a sudden you open the door and you say, yes, sir, instead of big, bad Bradley. Now all of a sudden you become a little timid sheep. Yes, sir. Are you guys drinking and partying inside of here? Because you all look like a bunch of minors. No, sir. You're lying. Let me come in. He comes in, and what happens? Everybody sets down what? What they're drinking, because they knew what they were drinking was unlawfully while being drank, for a better way of saying it. And see, that's exactly what happens when these people know that you're not going to tolerate the crime. What does a cop do? He's a peace officer. And what does he do? He enforces the law to ensure the peace. And America, when you want peace enough in your country, you're going to enforce the law and establish judgment. And you call me crazy. This is just a side note, but I'm looking at this hag right now. When I look at Hillary Clinton, I'm not kidding when I say this, friends. Her pictures, when they come out, they look almost completely different. When you look at them detail for detail, it's like, you know, that's not the same Hillary Clinton that I just seen on that picture. Call me crazy. If someone's got some information on that, I'd love to say I told you so. But something's really, really fishy around Hillary. Because all the pictures that the state-controlled media keeps throwing on the American people, it doesn't seem like it's the same lady, friends. Just a hunch here. I'm being a little facetious, but I am saying that they look completely, well, in many cases, folks, they look completely opposite. It's like they look the same, but they don't look at all the same. Somebody help me with that. Of course, I'm laughing at this, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if someone comes about and says, Bradley, did you know this, that, and the other thing? Can you produce that so I can actually see that? But folks, I'm telling you what, this hag, she is doing what she's doing. She's helping along the Muslims too, by the way. And this is what I was going to say right when I got you back on the right when we got back live on the radio here today, folks. The Bible tells us again, because God knows best, that when you allow other gods in within the gates, God said there's going to be war. And that's exactly what these people mean to advocate, war. See, but they're doing it incrementally through a siege, and siege under judgment means a slow takeover. This is exactly what they're doing. This is exactly what they're attempting to do. And thanks again to the atheists and the homosexuals and the communists and the professed Christians who stand down when they should stand up. You've given way to an enemy that thinks that they now have the right. Remember, they said that they were above the law in Texas. Well, and we see that this criminal in the White House has been acting outside of law, which makes him an outlaw, and outside of his scope of authority, which makes him a criminal. Since the day he has been inaugurated. So, again, the apple doesn't fall too far from that tree, neither does it, friends. You're in dangerous times, America. You're in some dangerous times, America. And I have no doubt that you still have the freedom to do the right thing. I have no doubt that you can still deal with the issues at hand if you're willing to love on your country enough to actually fight for it. Just saying. I had a moment, friends, okay? I had a moment. I feel a little bit better about what's going on. If you go over to Sons of Liberty Media, friends, Tim Brown and our contributors are just literally inundating that website right now with information that is just getting so far out there. It's getting to the point where it's beyond disturbing, friends. And what's disturbing is when you look at a nation of ungrateful people that tolerate these crimes. But again, keep in mind as well, we're showing you the squeaky wheel. But we're also giving you the knowledge as to how to deal with it lawfully. And we're also showing you who's violating the law. Folks, right before the break, I'd shared with you on sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a self-declared communist black lady, Angela Davis at USC, who said you're a racist if you disagree. But you got to remember, friends, this all comes from Stalin's regime. Nothing new under the sun. And again, racist, that term was used to browbeat dissenters. Folks, they've been doing this for 6 years. When is enough enough, right? Hey, folks, and here's another thing. You got to high-five me because I'm asking you when is enough enough. Because I know men don't like to be told what to do. But you know what? Regardless, God is commanding us to do. And if we don't want to do, then, well, we're going to fall to judgment. And again, that's where we're at. But I am laying it to you right now. If we're going to let this go, the country's done for. But I believe to the contrary, because I have hope, and I have hope in the Christ, that we're going to get through the other side of this somehow, some way. But we're not going to get a pass on the babies, and we're not going to get a pass on the sodomites. Whatever you allow, what God condemns, you're going to get a response from heaven. And so it is. Folks, I would have you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. People are flocking to that website because of the content, because of the important information that is being made available to you, and the importance of understanding the issues at hand. We're in dire times, friends. And I just got a feeling that this new generation isn't just going to roll over. Because I know in dealing with the younger generation, they're not stupid. They discern like nobody's business. They're being lied to, but they're angry. And they're angry at the righteous that allow the unrighteous to do the things that they're doing today. Now, when I come back, what I'm going to do, friends... I gotta give you one more. Tim Brown just posted this. Sodomy, if you don't stop it, you can go blind. If you don't stop it, you can go blind. Folks, I'm just, wow. I'm just like so grossed out when I look at these people. Look at some of these pictures. Incredible. Incredible. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to go, are you going to go to this? This has been just flowing through me, and I'm just going to lay it to your candor. Are you guilty? And I got this from a friend of mine named Chance from Survival Wholesale. And he had said to me one day that he heard, if you were to stand before the judge today, would you be found guilty for being a Christian? Would you be guilty of being Christ-like? And then I want to lay to you, after that question, Mark, are you in trouble? Because if not, I want to ask you the question, where is Christ? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Those that desire to live godly in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted. We're going to come back. Friends, are you guilty of being Christ-like? Friends, are you in trouble? Reminds me of Elijah when he said, I'm not the troubler, after Ahab, the corrupt king, called him a troubler of Israel. He said, I'm not the troubler. He said, you are. You're the one that forgot your father's commandments. Amen. So if you're in Christ, in righteousness, goodness, and truth, you're going to be in trouble, and it's not hard to get into trouble today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Hey folks, we know that this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. Okay, it's going to be the land of the free as long as we remain the home of the brave, right? Let me take that over to the spiritual. This is coming from a fiery preacher of God. Her name is Catherine Booth. She was the wife of William Booth. And she basically said, aggressive Christianity, she said, it's a opposition is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that provokes so little opposition if there were no other evidence of it being wrong. She goes on, I should know from that when the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure that there is something seriously wrong. The world hasn't altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians, real Christians, were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord that they claim they love and separated from the world, 2 Corinthians 6:16, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, boy, that sounds familiar, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that has altered, not the world. Her husband said, William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, he said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Going back to Frederick Douglass, who was the great abolitionist, he was a black man. A young man came up to him and said, how did you bring forth change? He said, agitate, son, agitate. Agitate, America, agitate. Agitate, America. If you want to trouble the future, or if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no getting around it. Your enemy knows that, and this is exactly how they operate. Now, I asked you right before the break, are you guilty of being Christ-like? If you were to stand before a worldly carnal judge today, would you be guilty of being a Christian? Well, I want to say this because I asked you the question, are you in trouble? Well, if you're standing in front of a judge, it means you are in trouble. Now, I was reading the book of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, and the day before that I read 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, and I kept noticing how much trouble Paul was constantly in, and the disciples were constantly in, knowing that 11 of the 12 were actually martyred. And then I began to ponder about my own personal life, and when I did that, I started to think about when I was rocking and rolling, womanizing, boozing and drugging, it seemed quite odd that, well, for the most part, everyone was okay with me and what I was doing. Nobody had a problem with it. And for the most part, again, no one ever told me otherwise. And I want to say this, friends, I'm still a young man. There's another guy here I'd say were some young men. From Bangkok, but I don't have another man in here right now. But in saying that, friends, oh, I got Sam. He's waving his hand. Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. That's my son. And never one time in my elementary days, my high school days, can I remember ever one time in my rock and roll days, to the present, can I ever remember one time a Christian confronting me with my sin before God? Never one time. In America, there's supposed to be a 78% population of Christianity. Whoa! Never one time has anybody confronted me with my sin before a just and a holy God. That's why we have so many mushroom converts, because they've never been converted. They need to be converted again. Because most people, they go into a pizza party or some little dance that the youth pastor's having, playing secular music, and they want to convert them to Christ by using worldly methods. And we wonder why they act like the world today, and there's no difference between the church and the world. Well, I want to tell you something. The real church, there is a distinction. And the distinction is the holiness of the Most High God in Christ Jesus. And the goodness, and the truth, and the righteousness, which is opposed to the spirit of the world. Remember James 4:4? Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Remember, come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, and I will dwell among you. Because remember, the Lord said, let there be no wicked thing in you, because we've confessed. And friends, not only did we confess, but we repented before God, and we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, we couldn't confess our sin until we knew what sin was, and that was the violation of God's moral law. And let me say it this way, the law showed me my disease, so it sent me to the good physician to be saved. Because I knew I couldn't save myself. And I want to tell you something, I was a big bad sinner. But I wasn't so big and bad that a greater Savior wasn't sent to save this big bad sinner. He's a great Savior. And He is a great Savior indeed. Matthew 1:21, He comes into the world to save His people from their sins. Now, sad to say, friends, and this is the point that I want to get to, I have never gotten into so much trouble in all my life. That is until I started to serve God. Then the trouble came. 1 Kings 18:18. That's where Elijah was confronted by the corrupt king Ahab, because Ahab's wife Jezebel ruled the roost. She wore the pants, and if she didn't wear the pants, she told Ahab which ones to wear. And Ahab came to Elijah, that prophet of God, amen, hallelujah, who would not bow the knee, who was not deterred, who understood in the book of Psalm 94, when the Lord asked the question, who will stand up against the evildoers for me? Amen. Well, Elijah understood that. And going back to King Ahab, the corrupt king, he looked at Elijah and he said to him, you're the troubler of Israel. And Elijah looked at him and said, I'm not the troubler. You are. Because you have forgotten your father's commandments. You have forgotten God's Mosaic institution. You have forgotten God's commandments. And Elijah put it into perspective. And by the way, God bore witness to Elijah's word on Mount Carmel when the fire fell and the false prophets were destroyed. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, again, friends, I want you to understand, taking this to me personally, I have never gotten so much trouble in all my life until I started to serve God. When I was serving the enemies of God and the enemy of God, I had no problems. And if I did, they were all self-incurred. You know, and then I started thinking to myself, wait a second, why is there no opposition? Why is the professed church in America rolling over in the face of everything that's going on? They act like this is a different country. And then I started to think about what Paul said in Galatians 1:8. He said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. They're cursed. So far as folks to fall to the judgments of God and still believe through their deceptive ways that they're still being blessed of God, which we are in some sense of the word, but that belongs to the righteous, not the unrighteous. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a minute. They have a covering, but it's not of me, saith the Lord. They use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5. Now, what's funny here is when I was the one obeying God in Christ, which Christ fulfilled by the Holy Ghost, Titus 3, in Matthew 5, 17 through 20, Romans 3, 31, I started to get in trouble. I mean, I remember my mom one time calling me and saying, what happened to you? Well, what do you mean what happened to me, Mom? I'm doing what you should have been demonstrating and emulating over the last 20 years of my life, which you have not. I'm sorry to say that, but it's the fact of the matter. And I honor God above my parents, and I honor my parents as so far as they follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Ephesians 5. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wait a second, Mom, what happened to me? I'm sitting there reading the Word of God and saying to my mom, why didn't you tell me this? Why didn't you read this to me and Brian, my brother? But see, she was too busy with her boyfriends. She was too busy fornicating and doing the things that she shouldn't have been doing. Sorry, but it's the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. See, but folks, when you go back to Scripture, you can see that there's nothing new, for Jesus told his disciples that's exactly what was going to happen to them that obeyed him. But we don't see that today. Friends, even going so far as to not only ostracize the disciples, but actually to believe that they were doing God a service if they killed the disciples for obeying Christ, John 16, verse 2. And the more that I walk this Christian walk, the more I understand why Paul was in trouble. He was preaching Christ crucified. He was preaching repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. Simply put, he was preaching the cross of Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:23 through 30. See, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that believe it's the power of God. I want you to listen to what Jesus Christ said. Because his character has been blurred. It's been smeared. He's been misrepresented every step of the way in America. He's not a pansy smacking sheep on the backside with pink booties on. He is a king. And he is alive forevermore. And he is the captain of my salvation. He is a man of war. He is the one that said, I didn't come to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword. And of course, we're talking about the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 4. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now, folks, when I come back, I'm going to show you that the Jesus that has been preached in America is not the Jesus of the Bible for the most part. Not in every case, because I know that we got some real deal black robe regiment preachers out there that are on the rise, as well as are the apostles and the prophets, just like I said they were coming, friends. Amen. Hallelujah. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hey, Get on, you peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Media.com. Check out American Survival Wholesale. They are our friends. They are supporting you. They are your friends. I want you to continuously support these guys, friends, because they are supporting the best that you have. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Scroll down to the right. You'll see a camouflage ad. Again, American Survival Wholesale. Do, again, friends, support these guys. They're second to none. As well as when you go to Sons of Liberty Media.com, you can win that MK5 Joshua. Beautiful weapon. Sign up. Got about a month and probably about 4 or 5 days. I'm not exact on that, but you still have a little time to sign up to win that weapon, and you have a good chance. Friends, it's under 10,000. Entries right now, okay? Of those that have actually entered their name. It's under 10,000. So you have a good shot at it. I would give you out the number, friends, but I don't have the time. I want to get to the point that I was making because I always want to solidify what I say. That's why I say oftentimes when we're doing the radio show, you know, the lines are wide open if you want to oppose what I'm saying. But we know that when I go back to the Word of God, there is no opposition to the Word except a sinful lifestyle or an unholy lifestyle. Remember what I just said to you right before the last break, folks? The apostles and the prophets and the Black Robe Regiment, they're on the rise, friends. Oh, rest assured they are. I know the state-controlled media doesn't want you to hear about them, but it doesn't matter because the Holy Ghost will not be straightened. God will, at a time like this, raise up the John the Baptist to begin to cry in the wilderness, to tell people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And how do I know prophetically that time? Because when I go to Luke 3, it says, now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, he who crucified Christ, being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch, governor of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch, and Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis, and Licinius, the tetrarch of Abilene, And Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, remember the one that prophesied the death of Christ and that set him up, right? The word of God came unto John and the son of Zacharias in the wilderness. So wait a second. So all the bad guys were in position for John the Baptist to step out on the scene. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. There's your cue. When you start hearing John the Baptist crying out in the spirit, in the wilderness, friends, with the spirit of Elijah, you know it's on. You know it's on. Because the bad guys are in position. And either we're going to say, no, we're not going to allow you to crucify the truth, or if you do allow the truth to be crucified, rest assured, judgment's right at your back door. Read Luke 3, all the bad guys were positioned, and then here comes John the Baptist. Final call, I can hear it. Final call, final call. Folks, I've been talking about how when I started to serve God, I never got in so much trouble. That's exactly right. And then I started talking about how those that are enemies of the cross, they preach not the cross. They're enemies of Christ because they understand not the Christ. They have an intellectual knowledge, yet not knowing that the Bible tells us that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. So what are they missing? They're missing the spirit. That's why they don't have any life. That's why they're as graves where men walk over the top of them and they don't even know that they do. You ever gotten around a modern day preacher, pastor, and he acts like an effeminate pansy and you laugh at him because there's no life there whatsoever? Well, that's exactly right. There isn't. He's an enemy to the cross of Christ because he doesn't walk in power. He wants to talk you into something that another man can talk you out of. It's not how it works. God speaks to the heart, not the head. The head comes second. That's why we study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Going to the enemies of the cross of Christ and what they preach, really what it comes down to, friends, is humanism. They appeal to the desires and the lusts of the flesh. And I'll tell you what, in this country, they have heaped up teachers to itch their itching ears to the point, folks, where their ears are now bleeding. They want to be told what to do, but they don't want to do. Now tell me if this sounds like the Jesus that you're being, well, that you hear being preached from the pulpits today. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16:24-26. Or what is this one? Is this what you hear from the pulpits? If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sisters, yeah, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 26. What is he saying? Your love for Christ should be so great that it's almost as if it's you hate. In other words, let me say it this way. He is first and foremost. You love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, no matter what comes. He is first in all your affections. You have your affections set on Christ where he sitteth at the right hand of the Father, Colossians 3. Jeremiah 29:11-13. You love him with your whole heart, and you serve him with your whole heart. I also want to say this to put this into perspective. God, through Jesus Christ, isn't telling you to hate anybody. He's telling you to hate sin and love righteousness. Psalm 97, Hebrews 1. Folks, what he's saying to you is, I am first in everything. Everything else to who I am in your life is secondary. That's what he's saying. And I want to say this again to put it in a healthy perspective again so someone doesn't foolishly take me out of context to their own stupidities and their lack of understanding, that folks, when I do stuff, people are saying, who's coming with you when you pack up and come out? I say, well, me and my family. I said, you don't get one without the other. Because we've all heard, well, you know, God first. This is the proper religious answer to give to anybody that would ask, you know, what's important in your life? Well, God first, and then my family. No, wait a second. God gave you that family because they're a part of your ministry. I always tell people, you don't get one without the other. Everywhere I go, you get them. I want my kids to see Daddy in ministry. I want them to emulate the Christ that they see. I want my kids to see me get beat up for the wrong reasons. I want them to see me be lied about. I want them to see everything that happens to a Christian so they can understand who the Christ is. I want my kids to know how much I love my God. Even when my flesh doesn't want to. Because I'm not stupid enough to believe that I can do this outside of who He is. Because the Bible, again, John 15 says, you can do nothing without me. I know that. I can't change myself. I can no more change myself than the color of my hair. I can no more change myself than a leopard can its spots. I can't do that. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. And until I become nothing, He is not going to become anything in my life. And I want Him to be everything in my life. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I want to be made more than a conqueror by Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. And I want to live unto Him who died for us. And I don't want to fail Him. I think my greatest fear in life, friends, on a personal note, is I don't want to fail Him. And I don't care what the arm of the flesh thinks. I don't care if hell or high water comes. As long as He's on my side, yes, I said that right. As long as He's on my side, I have no fears. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's not as a roaring lion, friends. He's the lifter of my head. He's the one that sets a table in the presence of my enemies. He's the one that gives me the necks of my enemies. He's the one that said, I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto all of your adversaries. He's the one that said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. He's the one that said it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. He's the one that said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. I could go, I love that, folks. I love that. And it's magnifying His word rather than magnifying the circumstance. And we know by the faith of the Son of God, we overcome this world. And we also know that it is His good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. And we also know it's God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that rightly says unto us, friends, that rightly says unto us, don't limit me, call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. And that's why I know that we can do this, guys. I know that we can do this. Because what He did for our forefathers, He will surely do for me. And I hold Him to it every night of my life. Father, don't forsake me until you show my generation your strength. And thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee. Psalm 71, 18 through 19. He did it for David. He did it for Moses. He did it for Joshua. And He's not a man that He should lie. In 20 years in ministry, I haven't seen Him fail me yet. I just told my boy this yesterday. And you know what? I'm ashamed when I question and when I doubt. Don't tell me that's normal. I don't want to be normal if that's normal. I want to fall back into the lap of my Father. And I want to say, Lord, did I do everything that you commanded me to do well, the time that I had to do it? Because you said life is but a vapor. We'll see what he has to say. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back. Oh, sorry, nope.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.